Return to Ithaca by Glyn Iliff. Book 1. Prologue. Ogygia. Odysseus sat staring into the darkness. The beach was pale, and the starlight gleamed on the black sea. The soothing rush of the breakers encouraged sleep, but he resisted the heaviness in his eyelids and threw another piece of driftwood onto the fire. A puff of orange sparks flew up into the blackness. She'd not come for 2 nights now. Sometimes she would not come for a whole week, but that was rare. She never left Ogygia, the island of which they were the only occupants, so he did not know where she went on those days. But she would come tonight. He felt the dread of her in his bones. He ran his hand through his hair and scratched at his bearded cheeks in an effort to keep himself awake. Slumping back onto his elbows, he stared up at the stars and picked out the great constellations. Boots the ploughman, pushing the great plough. The Seven Sisters and Orion, slain by Artemis for becoming the lover of immortal dawn. He seemed to remember that they'd been different once, in the world that he'd come from. But that had been a lifetime ago, and the memory of it faded a little more with each passing day. He fought the closing of his eyelids and tried to sit up again, but dropped back onto the goatskin that served as his bed. Then, as his eyes closed and he began to sink into unconsciousness, he sensed her.
Odysseus.
The fire shrank back like a cowed dog, its heat swept away by a breath of cold air. He sat up and pulled a burning log from the flames, holding it before him like a sword. Calypso stood at the edge of the ring of firelight, the sea breeze blowing strands of her blonde hair across her face, and pressing her dress against her body. She was beautiful, even in the darkness, and her laugh was light and deceptively childlike.
Odysseus, my love.
She waved her hand and the flaming brand was extinguished. He threw it at her with a grunt, but she was gone. Leave me alone, he shouted.
Why?
She asked. He twisted round to see her standing behind him.
Why do you resist? Am I not pleasing to look at? Does my love-making not satisfy you?
I know it does. She